This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with Dawn Dieter. She's director of the National Strategic Selling Institute associated with Kansas State University, and she brought along a student with her, Justine Moore. We welcome both of you today. Have a big auction coming up and all kinds of interesting things when it comes to the National Strategic Selling Institute. And Dawn, I'll let you explain, first of all, kind of what it's all about. And it's kind of it's a big deal for your students, and it's a learning experience.
It is.
Also.
Well, the National Strategic Selling Institute is set up to prepare students for a career in sales. And what we're trying to do is make sure they're ready to hit the ground running so that when they start their jobs, they bring in revenues faster and they're more successful. And so we have 100% placement rate of our students because we've been doing such a great job getting them ready. And we have such great students like Justine. And so the auction is part of our advanced selling class. And it's designed to give them real-world sales experience. So they sell tickets to the auction, they find items for the auction, they sell tables and various other things. So they have to use a customer relationship management system to record their sales. And so it's the same system businesses use. So they come out of the class very well prepared for a career in sales. And so it's just a lot of fun for them and for me.
I'm guessing you've learned a lot along with the process, Justine. Tell us in your role and some of the different things you have to do as part of this.
Yeah, so you take about two different classes within the actual program, and it's Salesforce Leadership and then Advanced Selling, which I'm in currently. So we learn in Salesforce Leadership about different leadership styles. We read a lot of books that, you know, businesses do read. And then in this advanced selling class, we learn, we read more of those books, but more directed towards how to find leads, how to, you know, really drive the revenue of companies. And I guess I have a lot of fun in the program just because they do give you a lot of opportunities to meet companies. Like, we have sales week every semester, and, you know, 25 plus companies come because they want our students. So I've gotten a job through the program, so it's been really helpful to, you know, just outside of future college roles.
It takes a certain personality, I think, to be in sales, although I'm sure you train them quite well, Dawn. But, you know, getting to the auction itself, mm-hmm. and this, I'm guessing, is one of your bigger events that you do
during
the year.
I'm guessing it's probably the biggest event we do all year, yes. And it's funny you say that, because the student who's leading right now in terms of bringing in sales is an introvert. But if it's really about listening and asking good questions, and just getting to know people, and that's what makes them successful. But the auction is it's a fundraiser for our students, because the money goes back to Sales Student Merit Award. So they compete all year, earning points, doing various things, doing sales competitions. And it's kind of set up like a President's Cup award in a Salesforce would be. And so the money we raise through the auction goes back to that. And then we also work with some local charities, and the students have been able to help them as well. So it's kind of a win-win for us, for the community, and for the students learning. So it's been a great experience. We're starting our fifth one, I believe. So this is our fifth annual. We've grown a lot. Last year's class raised $38,000. This year we actually have two classes because the program has grown so substantially. So we have 85 students working on the auction, and they've set a goal of $81,000. So we'll see.
That's a lot of money.
I know.
I guess, Justine, you want to tell us the where's and the when's, and I guess this is open to the public. So
yeah, so it's going to be April 28th. That's a Friday, and it's in our new business building. So that's a big perk for the public to come see the new building. It'll be at starting at 6 p.m., and it'll probably go about till 9:30. We'll have events and games and kind of stuff all throughout the night. Plus, we're raffling off a K-State-themed golf cart, so we'll have that there, as well as silent auction and live auction thing. So it'll be fun.
And I imagine every year it's a little different, Dawn, the process involved and what people can expect. But when they walk in the door, she said it sounds like games, a very lively atmosphere.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We have music. I believe we have a musical group coming this year just to do a couple numbers. It's Stan Weber is going to be there. Our auctioneers are phenomenal. It's a lot of fun. It's all for a good cause, and the students, I think it's the highlight of the year. So,
how many students are involved?
We have 140 students in the sales program and then 85 students in the advanced selling class this year, so a lot of students.
And specifically, I mean, all the different things you have to do to get prepared for this. I mean, I'm guessing you learn not only good people skills and in working with the folks to set it up, but organizational. I mean, there's just I can think of a variety of advantages to putting together an event like this.
Yeah, we are working in Salesforce, which is the CRM system, and we kind of go through a couple days of training of that. I was lucky enough to have an internship last summer where we worked with the system, so I had a kind of a leg up on it. But we learned that, as well as kind of how advantage, what kind of advantage that system gives us. So it really sets us apart of other students in different colleges who don't have this type of program.
Do want to remind our listeners, too, we have a few more minutes with these two ladies, but 537-1350. If you have questions or comments, toll free, 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. And you had mentioned, I mean, there's a variety of things the students do throughout the year. I mean, this auction's huge, and the different competitions and things that they take part in.
Right, right. And we're very fortunate to have such great students at K-State, because we do go around across the country and compete against other universities and their sales teams and national sales competitions, and we've performed very well. I think we're pretty well respected as one of the top sales programs in the country, and based on our sales competition performance, but also the Sales Education Foundation has rated us a top university for sales for the last 6 years. But we're getting ready to go to the National Collegiate Sales Competition at Kennesaw University, which is kind of like our Final Four. And there'll be 70 schools there. We'll be competing against a lot of really well-prepared sales students. But we feel pretty good about our chances. But we just try to create as many opportunities as possible for our students to interact with businesses so that they know what they're getting into and they know the companies and they have a job before they graduate.
When you say you've already gotten a job, Justine, that's tremendous.
Yeah, we had a sales week last semester, and you know, there was 25 plus companies there, and I went and talked to most of them, and then I got a chance to join the sales team. I'm not currently on the sales team, but I got a chance to go to a competition where the company I was interested in had, you know, a sales competition. So I got, you know, more opportunities to talk to them, see what they're, you know, really about. And so after that sales competition, I had an interview, and then I got a job. So it was really awesome how many opportunities, you know, this program has given students like me.
Well, now you seem very outgoing, although I noticed Dawn had mentioned you actually have introverts in the program that end up becoming extroverts, I guess, or learning how to do sales work. I mean, there is a different role that they're playing, I guess,
right,
in a way too.
Yeah, I think it's really about, somebody once said fire in the belly, and you can have that as an introvert, because actually I'm kind of an introvert, but I'm very competitive. And this student happens to be very competitive, and I can just see it in his eyes. And so he's just, every day he brings in items that he's gotten, and it's so great to see. Just he's kind of half smiling and his eyes are kind of twinkling, and I know that he's pretty excited about what he's doing. So it really, anybody can be successful in sales. They just have to be willing to put forth the effort and kind of get out of their comfort zone if that makes them uncomfortable.
Do you get many rejections, Justine?
I mean, in sales you always do. It's just having to like follow up on the rejections and not take it too personally, and just know that like you'll always, you know, come out like with a positive attitude and coming out with knowing that, you know, there's always a next sale. So it's not, the no's aren't too bad once you go through like these classes.
A little bit of thick skin,
yeah,
I think,
yes,
is probably in order, though. I know I have to have a little bit of that in my business too. So that is perhaps important also. Well, before we wrap up, anything else you're wanting to highlight, Dawn, about the Institute or about the auction?
Just that we really hope people will be interested in attending. And if anyone's interested, they can email me at ddeeter, D-D-E-E-T-E-R, at ksu.edu, and I'll put them in touch with a student. It's a fun evening, and we really like letting people know what we're doing in our program, and that's a good chance to find out more.
And Justine, maybe who you'd encourage to attend the auction, or just anything else you're wanting to add today?
Well, I hope that if you do reach out to Dieter that you ask for me so I can get more sales in my in my bank. So,
but it does sound like a great event, and do appreciate both of you stopping by. Well, again, we've had Don Dieter with us today, director of the National Strategic Selling Institute with Kansas State University, and also student Justine Moore. And we'll take a break. When we come back, Kansas United Way Executive Director Mark Clausen will be joining us. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.